That has been the case for a long time, and we do accept that. We're working on a lot of things, trying to overcome it, but that's how it is. I think bowlers have tried their best, especially Irfan, the way he came in and bowled throughout the day. I'm very happy with the bowlers. They tried their best. AB de Villiers, when he's at the crease and when you drop him when he was on zero and then on 45 or 46, he's kind of a player, he will make you pay for it. And when he's at the crease, it's very difficult to stop his runs, especially on a batting wicket like this. And with Smith, all credit to him, he was out of form, he scratched hard throughout his innings, but he stayed at the crease. The idea was to stay at the crease on a pitch like this and cash it. Well, they're not in a hurry. Obviously, when your team is bundled out on 99 or 100, you want to make sure that you pick up early wickets, and you do show, sometimes you show some kind of frustration as well, but they've tried their best. They thought it was out and they asked for review. I don't think that's the case. I think even if you was there in Abu Dhabi, it wasn't only Saeed Ajmal. Everyone chipped in bowling, fast bowlers as well as spinners. Both spinners bowled well there as well. So it's not just the case of Saeed Ajmal. The wicket was really good, and both the players who were batting there, great cricketers. As I said, they share over 250 matches between them. It's always difficult when you drop a catch of AB de Villiers or Smith or Callis. They will make you pay. The pitch is really good. I'm sure the batsmen are watching it, and they're optimistic that they can apply themselves and stay at the crease as long as possible.